You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
10 tensions in South Africa have reached a fever pitch after just under a week of looting and violence across the nation, which has rapidly become a pressure cooker for xenophobic angst and anxiety. A mob that consumed one of the main streets of Johannesburg CBD, wielding clubs, knob calls, and other makeshift weapons, can be heard here chanting, "Foreigners must go back to where they came from. They are not alone." Economic instability mixed with one of the world's worst unemployment rates has made a cocktail too strong for many South Africans to stomach. At least 10 people have died and hundreds of others were arrested after days of attacks targeting many foreign-owned businesses. Many blame foreigners for the lack of economic opportunities and feel like they're competing with them just to survive.
In South Africa, we don't want the foreigner here. Even you belong to Ghana, Zambia, what? We know that the time of the exile was there. But now, we don't want anyone here because they say we're coming here for work. Who say we don't have a talent to work here? Many people here in South Africa are suffering because of this fucking shit.
This is not the first time attacks like these have been carried out. In 2008, there was a wave of attacks across the country against refugees and migrants. More than 60 people were reported to have been killed and thousands displaced. And in 2015, there were outbreaks of violence against non-South Africans, mostly in the cities of Durban and Johannesburg, which led to the deployment of the army to deter further unrest.
We'll eat you alive, my friend, and we'll pray to the Lord to forgive us. Because he knows we don't have jobs.
This is Gaddafi, a slumlord whose gang targets foreign nationals and their businesses. To him, they are not only easy targets, but he also finds them personally responsible for his own misery.
You go to Johannesburg right now, every corner you go to, it's a foreign person that's working. That foreign person where he's working, it's a job for a South African who was supposed to be working there. South Africans now, they are dependent on grant money and money from government. It's not that people, they don't want to work. The people, they want to work, but there are no jobs there because the foreigners, they are taking our jobs. So obviously, we are going to rob them.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called the attacks embarrassing, with the African Union condemning them as despicable. Several other African countries have issued travel warnings to their citizens. Nigeria says it will repatriate some 600 citizens back to South Africa in retaliation, with many on the ground taking to the streets to voice their concerns over the attacks.
All of us, we are very angry. That's why we are out today to protest that this should not be continued. Again, we have South African citizens inside this country. We leave them, we did not go. Their investments are so much here. They are here. We did not hurt them. Why must they hurt our people?
I am not in support of violence because to me it's a form of violence. But one thing is this, Nigerians are the most accommodating people in Africa. That's a fact. For them to have reacted at this time, they seem to have been pushed to the wall.
If it's every year something like this, how can I do I can make something for my families, for my children, for my parents is there? Because we have come from so far for the work. Not for a crime or whatever, only for work.
They are calling us the foreigners, they are beating us, they are burning our shops, looting everything, so now we are so suffering. And then it's still in the Mayfair, until now it's not safe. The people are running, going up and down with the quantum. Still now we are not on their safety, especially from the government. They try to prevent this thing, but still they didn't control.
With the behavior of the South Africans, yes, each and true. Every time no. They want to wake up and start killing people.
Enough is enough.
Nigerians, Malawans are all Zambians, we're all Africans. We are not going to tolerate this nonsense. Enough is enough.
We are tired of being beaten every day. We are all Africa. Why must we be afraid to go to South Africa? Which South Africans ever been beaten in Zambia? Which one? We want the ambassador to address us. We are tired. Enough!
The contrast between South Africa and other African nations' attitudes to foreigners seems to be vastly different. And upon digging deeper,
It seems as though South Africa thinks of itself as separate from the continent itself. I spoke to South African High Commissioner Vuyiswa Tulelo and asked her why this is the case.
Absolutely, and remember that this is not a new conversation in South Africa. This is a conversation that has been unfolding forever and a day in the context of getting South Africa to be integrated into the continent as a whole. What people do not understand was that with the apartheid system, South Africa was almost treated as if it is not part of Africa. So people would refer to themselves as going to South Africa as if they were going to Europe and not going to Africa as a continent. And so we pay special attention to that because we need to make sure that people understand the freedom of South Africa came on the backdrop of other African countries helping South Africa to where it is today. So there is no way we can tolerate in any manner anything that suggests that we are anti other Africans. And that's why it's important for us to pay an attention to anything that is labeled as xenophobic, to be able to understand what the root cause of that process is.
Speaking to the commissioner made it apparent that she shared the view that many South Africans, and indeed the government, have. Xenophobia is not the only reason behind the attacks.
Right, and to make sure that South Africa has gone on a process to make sure that, one, we ensure that businesses in South Africa who do employ immigrants, employ legal immigrants, because there is also a tendency of businesses to want to shortcut the system to employ illegal immigrants because they know that the legal immigrants cannot demand all the benefits that are due to them because they are not registered in the country. So we keep continuous checks on businesses to make sure that all those people who are employed, they are registered with the relevant authorities in South Africa. We make sure that they are remunerated at the level that is in accordance with South Africa's labor laws. But we also make sure that our inspectors who do this kind of jobs are above reproach so that they don't end up taking kickbacks from companies that will say, oh, I will give you so much, just don't report me as not conforming to local laws. So there are serious consequences for not following the local laws in terms of employment of migrant workers. And that's why we want to make sure that when we speak about xenophobic attacks, we have absolutely concluded that it is about not wanting foreign nationals in South Africa. But our opinion at this point is that there's too much going on to be able to decisively say it is actually xenophobic attacks. For us, there is like a multiple-fold process that we are looking at. One is that, for instance, we know that the whole situation started with the truck industry going on strike. The truck drivers were complaining that they think that most trucking companies are employing illegal immigrants and therefore undercutting the living wage agreements and therefore making it difficult for South Africans to get into the sector. So then somebody used that opportunity to then hijack the situation and say, hey, there is a truck industry striking, so we then need to use this. How we come to this determination is because truckers were blocking the highway in South Africa, but you had violence breaking up in the townships and with shops of foreign nationals being looted. So you cannot see the correlation between the striking of a truck industry and the looting of shops. So for us, the looting of shops is a pure criminal act. And unfortunately, in the current situation in South Africa, most of the what you call dairies in New Zealand that are in the townships belong to foreign nationals. So even if you are a criminal, even if you are going to loot just any other dairy in the township, unfortunately, 90% of those belong to a foreign national. It does not mean you are targeting a foreign national. It means as a criminal, you are looking for an opportunity to just steal something from someone else. So whether it would have been a South African or not, is not the issue that is at hand here. Is that there's somebody who is trying to steal from other people, and then the law enforcement agencies have to act on that and make sure that that thing is kept. And they have acted on that because arrests have been made in this regard, so that we can make sure people understand to take the law into your own hands is not acceptable, neither is stealing from other people. So because of that rationale, we say that this strike is not 100% xenophobic as it is put out there in the media houses, because we can also say beyond a shadow of a doubt that no foreign national has been killed or maimed over this period of this strikes. So to be able to put it out there as if we are targeting foreign nationals is kind of misleading. Of course, I think that the reality of the matter is that South Africans more and more are becoming alive to the fact that South Africa is an open country. However, we need to make sure that all of those who come to our country, just like when we go to other countries, are respectful of our laws and make sure that they understand our culture and how we do things so that they can be welcomed and be integrated into our communities. It doesn't help when somebody goes to a foreign country and then you want to completely change the rules because of you are there. You know, you have to be respectful of the people who are there and how you relate with them to make this relationship stronger, because we know that South Africa is not an island and that South Africa cannot survive if other African countries are not coming with us. And that's why we've always trumped that. In our approach and our foreign policy, the unity and the strength of Africa is our main priority, and we will continue working to ensure that, even if it means having to get our people to rethink how they see the nationals and make sure that they have a different approach to engaging with them. But we know that South Africa is part of the continent, and therefore the stability of South Africa is a role player in the stability and the growth of the continent.
As the week has progressed, people across the continent have shared videos on WhatsApp which purported to show more violent attacks on Nigerians, but these were denounced as being misleading. The situation in South Africa is sadly all too familiar. The country still has issues around racism even after the apartheid ended in 1991, and violence and criminality still run rampant. The issue is complex, and there will no doubt be instances where tensions will rise once again. For now, Africans all over the continent wait with bated breath for this latest episode of violence to end. Tufinu Warawa Natanihira, reporting for 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.